Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come, Father God, on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come, Father God, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we thank you for this another day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine. And as we come to, give you the honor and come to give you the glory. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Father, we thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, Father God, that you would unfold this day according to your love, Father God, and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for, hallelujah, everything, Father God, hallelujah, that and every good and every perfect gift coming from above. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we do bless you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. So, Father God, have your way today. You're the potter. We are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded, and still. And, Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great and greatly to be praised. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on today. Amen. We're glad to have you, and you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table as a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. We also meet on this platform on a regular. Amen. So you can continue to come back and bring somebody else with you. Amen. And amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning. Amen. With my mind on Jesus and Jesus on my mind. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. When we start our day with him, we end our day with him. When we start our day with him, our day is blessed. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Joshua, chapter number 7. Joshua chapter number 7, and I am going to begin reading in verse number 1. And it reads, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now, Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the country. So the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shibarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. Oh, Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name? So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen and deceived. And they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore unless you destroy the accursed from among you, unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, sanctify the people, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves, sanctify yourselves, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. Because thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe
which the Lord takes shall come according to families, and the family which the Lord takes shall come by households, and the household which the Lord takes shall come man by man. Then it shall be that he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. Verse number 16. So Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the clan of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites, and he brought the family of the Zarhites man by man, and Zabad was taken. Verse 19. Now Joshua said to Achan, "My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him, and make confession to him, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done." And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen, glory be to God, as we are, amen, teaching on the law of obedience, the law of obedience. Amen. This morning, amen, glory be to God, we are speaking from a subject, decontamination. Decontamination. Beloved, hallelujah, we have learned over the last couple of days, when we try to pray over sin, we just fooling ourselves. When we try to act like we so spiritual and with an intense prayer life and we have unconfessed sin in our lives, we're just fooling ourselves. When we are in disobedience to the Lord, we are in sin, for to him who knows to do right and does not do it, to him it is sin. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey me." And we cannot live a life of disobedience to the Lord and say we love him when we don't love him because we don't obey him. And then how can we pray to a God that we do not love? How can we pray to a God and we do not be obedient to his law? And beloved, what happens is when sin is in the house, sin, glory be to God, it's like I hate pests. I hate roaches. I hate them. I don't live with roaches because I grew up with them. I don't live with roaches. But all you need is one pregnant roach. All you need is for one person to bring a bed bug in your house, just one bed bug. All you need is one pregnant roach. And now you got a house full of roaches. I don't know where they all came from. They came from that one pregnant one. I don't even know where all these bed bugs came from because they came from the one rotten apple. One rotten apple. The basket was prettier, pretty apples, sweet apples. Yeah, one rotten apple. And so, beloved, glory be to God, that one pregnant roach has now contaminated your house. roaches all up the wall everywhere. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All in your pocketbook. All, y'all know what I'm talking about. Huh? So now what you got to do? Now you got to decontaminate. Now you got to call the exterminator and get things in order. Well, beloved, I come to tell you the Holy Ghost is exterminator. We find here in our scripture this morning, amen, glory be to God, that, amen, there was sin in the camp. And because, beloved, of sin in the camp, disobedience in the camp. Now, Joshua was not aware of the sin, but he felt the effects of the sin. And even though he was not aware of the sin, there were still great consequences when he saw that they had lost the battle to their enemy. When they was looking for victory, but they experienced defeat. When they was looking for life, but they experienced death. When they was looking for increase, but experienced decrease. When they was looking for light and they experienced darkness. Why? Because somebody was disobedient. Oh my God, Sookie, Sookie. Oh my God, Sookie, Sookie. Oh, rabago, shiambarabacum, biridigan, rabacumba. Eli, the priest, had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. He knew that they was disobeying God. He knew that they was bringing prostitutes into the temple. Prostituting, huh? Yeah. Sex. Stealing the tithes, stealing the offerings, the money that the people was bringing to the temple. They were stealing the money. They was going to bed with the woman, and he knew it. But because they was his sons, he let them get away with it. Because he was afraid to offend his sons. He was afraid to speak up. He didn't want to cause an offense. He let sin run rampant. And because he did not deal with and did not decontaminate the temple, not only did Eli lose both his sons in the same day, he died himself. Beloved, God will not tolerate sin. And Satan has a way of strategically, huh, moving like a snake, because he is one. And he'd be in your midst and you don't even see him. He'd be in your midst and you don't even hear him. Glory be to God. And he allowed sin to come into the camp. Well, how did sin get in here? Because sin is in our hearts. Beloved, when we are living a life of disobedience, we are in a life of sin. Glory, when you willfully tell the Lord no, when you willfully, you know why it's so dangerous? Glory be to God. It is pride. God hates pride. What you're telling God is, I know better than you. I know better than you. And so here the camp was contaminated. And what happened? They lost. They couldn't even stand up to their enemies. Woo! They thought they was going to win because they was accustomed to win them. They didn't win this time. Beloved, if God bless sin, glory be to God, why would sinners even need to get saved? Why would sinners even need to get saved? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If it's no difference between, amen, the one who sins and one who does not sin. The Bible tells us here, glory be to God, because of sin, because Joshua thought that he had been abandoned by God. Sometimes when the Lord does not answer our prayers, I have heard people say themselves that they are abandoned by God. God don't love me. God ain't with me. And they come up with all these sad stories while God went on vacation with them. Beloved, God has not gone on vacation. Joshua thought he had been abandoned. But what the Lord did, because of his love for Joshua, the Lord quickly revealed to Joshua that he had been defeated at Ai, and his defeat was due to the sin in the camp of Israel. What did Joshua do, beloved? Joshua did the same thing that you and I need to do. It's time to clean house. It's time to come out with the Holy Ghost pine oil, the Holy Ghost bleach. Glory be. It's time to decontaminate. Glory be to God. And let's get our house in order. Glory be to God, because sin is causing us to lose. Sin is causing us to go down. And because Joshua was the leader, the burden always falls on the leader. Why? Because the leader is going to be held accountable. It caused Samuel his death. It caused Eli his death, because he didn't want to deal with the sin in the camp, because he didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Joshua got to it. Beloved, look, Numbers, write the scripture down. I want you to meditate on the scripture today. Numbers chapter number 31, verse number 49. Numbers 31:49. And it reads like this. Your servants have taken account of the men of war who are under our command, and not a man of us is missing. And not a man of us is missing. Beloved, the Israelites had just engaged in a battle. They was fighting against the Midianites. The Midianites had been very hostile to them. This conflict was a response to the Midianites' role in leading the Israelites into idolatry and other sinful practices. Under God's command, the Israelites waged war against the Midianites to purify themselves and to eliminate the source of corruption. Under God's command, they declare war against the enemy. Under God's command, they went in to fight the good fight of faith. Under God's command, they sanctified themselves, and they waged war on the Midianites. And the purpose of their war was to purify themselves, was to decontaminate. The purpose of their war was to eliminate the source of corruption. Let's get the pregnant roach out of here, because she keeps having babies. And because of their obedience, somebody say obedience. Somebody say obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Somebody say obedience. God says, if you love me, you will obey me. Somebody say obedience. Because of their obedience, the scripture tells us not one among them was missing. Not one man was lost in battle. Come on, somebody. This remarkable outcome was God's protection over them. And in the same way, beloved, when we stand against the forces of darkness through prayer and in faith and in obedience, we are under divine protection. James 1:22, glory be to God, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it. Somebody say continue. Somebody say a continuous lifestyle. Somebody say continuous faith. Continuous. Glory be to God. And is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, a doer of righteousness, a doer of God's law, a doer. Because faith without works is dead. A doer, the Bible says, this one will be blessed in what he does. This one will be blessed. This one right here. Hallelujah. Will be decontaminated. Beloved, it's time for our hearts to be decontaminated. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Our houses, our temple, glory be to God, hallelujah. One contaminated person can contaminate the whole ministry. Glory be to God. One contaminated person can contaminate the whole church. One contaminated person. You put one piece of bad chicken, amen, in there with your fresh chicken and see what happens to the other chicken. God says we'll be blessed. It's time for us, beloved, amen, to get on course. It's time for us to come on back to the old landmark. It's time for us, amen, glory be to God, to get right with God. It's time for us to place our all on the altar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look, the Lord said you got to break the altar down. But what we going to do? You're going to build it back up again. What that means, whatever it means, is going to be done. Beloved, we can't do things for favoritism. You can't do things to get stars with people. People don't have no heaven or hell to put you in. You can't do things just to keep people happy. Glory be to God, and you are out of favor with God. Because you're going to lose. Joshua them lost. But when they dealt with the sin, when they dealt with the decontamination, God turned the situation around for them. Glory be. He said, remove the accursed thing. Remove the accursed thing. What is it in your life? What is that weight? What is that sin? What is that thing you refuse to give up? Where is that thing, amen, you refuse, glory be to God, and you keep, amen, going back, amen, to that accursed thing that's contaminating your household? You don't even realize the trouble you in, beloved, until it hits. You think you okay because nothing really went down bad yet. But, beloved, let me tell you something. Eli, amen, didn't know until the trouble hit. And it was too bad because it was the last day. Everything took place in one day. The war took place in one day. He died in the same day, and his two children died in the same day because he refused to decontaminate and bring it back to holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Glory be to God. He should have fired everybody in the temple and said, I'll handle it by myself until God sends in a new regime. That's what he should have did. Go home and get your heart right. Rend your heart and not your garments. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Beloved, you got to get rid of that accursed thing. That accursed thing could be a person, that man, that woman. You know, glory be to God, you're wrong. Your decisions, your choices, you know you're wrong. Ain't nobody got to tell you. You don't need the prophet, amen, with the all-seeing eye. You already know you wrong. The Holy Ghost been trying to deal with you, amen, for a long time. But you keep wrestling with God. You keep wrestling with God. Coming with these phony repentance and confessions to try to relieve some of the guilt that's on you and keep going back to the accursed thing. Oh, beloved, the accursed thing, amen, the choice to continue in the accursed thing will bring about the consequences of the accursed thing. It's time to clean house. It's time to clean house. The Bible says, beloved, amen, the man who is a hearer and a doer, the person who is obedient, who strives to live in obedience to the Lord will be blessed. Joshua 36 and 11 says this. Job 36 and 11. And it reads as thus. If they listen and serve him. If they listen. Why? Because everybody ain't listening. They got two ears, but they ain't listening. They have a natural ear, and if you're born again, you got a spiritual ear, but they ain't listening. If they listen and serve him, they will complete their days in prosperity and years in pleasantness. So what happens if they don't listen? Contaminated. Beloved, it's time to decontaminate. It's time to clean house. Beloved, the Bible tells us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Some of you don't even know why you got the jealousy in your heart. You cringe when you hear somebody else's testimony. You cringe and thinking somebody else is about to be blessed. You don't even know, glory be to God, why you have that jealousy in your heart, that anger in your heart, that unforgiveness in your heart, that hatred in your heart, jealousy in your heart. Yeah. All that stuff in your heart. And you won't talk to God about it. You won't even go to God and ask God to help you to be delivered in the condition of your heart. And you got the nerve to try to pray over it and serve over it and give over it like all that is going to make a difference. Beloved, it's time to be decontaminated from the inside out. From the inside out. Jesus said it's not what goes in a man that defiles a man. It's what comes out of the man that defiles the man. Our obedience brings about decontamination. It's not going to happen unless you make up your mind to obey God. One, Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. You ain't picking and choosing and being selective in your obedience, because partial obedience is disobedience. It's time to allow the Holy Ghost to come with that Holy Ghost pine oil and ask God to forgive us, humble ourselves, and ask God to help us and help us to help ourselves. Beloved, we need to turn our plates down. I don't know how many of you fast on Wednesdays in this ministry. I don't know. I don't know how many of you fast at all. You know we fast every January. I hope you're not waiting until next January to turn your plates down again. Beloved, some of us need to be fasting on a regular to bring your flesh under subjection. We need to be fasting on a regular. Fasting, beloved, is more than just not eating. While you're not eating, you're praying. While you're not eating, you're in God's word. You're turning the TV off. Amen. You're muting the cell phone. You'll return all your phone calls later on that day. Glory, you busy right now. To some kind only come by prayer and fasting. Some of us are not going to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to work through the decontamination process unless we turn our plates down. We eating too much, and you're eating the wrong things. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We need to be eating the word and get our hearts right. Do you really think, beloved, if there's wickedness in your heart, that's going up to heaven? Do you really, really, you will, I'm finished. So you're contaminated, huh? Got all type of stuff in your heart, secret sins. So you think they're secret, but they're not secret. Brought contamination in your environment. Glory be to God. Huh? You refuse to confess your sins. You refuse to lay aside the weight and the sin. You refuse to acknowledge them. And God says, he who confess and forsake will have mercy. You refuse to go that far. And you keep entertaining that mess that's in your heart. Stinking thinking. Now, if you would die today with your so-called saved self, you really think you're going to heaven? Give me the scripture. Give me the scripture that validates that. And I can give you 30, amen, for the one that you can give me. And we try to take scripture, to twist scriptures, to say amen, to adjust to our wicked lifestyle. And it'll never happen. Beloved, let me tell you something. God loves you. God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to keep you that way. The reason God did not snatch you up the moment you got saved and took you to heaven, glory be to God, amen, because there was still some work, amen, to be done in you, through you, and by you, kingdom. You cannot work in the Lord's kingdom with disobedience in your heart, because you don't even love him. He said, if you love me, you will obey me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You will keep my commandments. He said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. The only reason they hard is you ain't made up your mind. That's the only reason it's hard. He said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I don't know about you, but there's some house cleaning taking place in my house today. There's some house cleaning taking place in our ministry today. It's going to be a whole new way. We're going to clean this thing up. Without holiness, no man should see the Lord. We're not going to have nobody praying for you and over you. Glory be to God that's going to contaminate you. Coming to the altar with sin, trying to pray for somebody. Nah, them days is over. Them days are over. Forgive me, Lord, for being a lukewarm leader. Forgive me, Lord, for being a weak, watered-down leader, for even allowing contamination to enter our altar and our holy place. We cleaning house today. Oh, we cleaning house today. If I got to pray every day, if I got to be the prayer host every day until God lifts up a new regime, so you best believe this regime is going to be the regime that takes us around the world. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bless you. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission. And we ask that you would forgive us for being lukewarm. Forgive us, Father God, for dipping and dabbing in sin. Forgive us, Father God, for disobedience. Forgive us for being lackadaisical. Forgive us for being carnal. Father God, anywhere and everywhere we have come short of your glory, we make no more excuses for sin. Father God, we remove the accursed thing. We want it out. We want to be delivered. We say enough is enough. We don't want no part of it no more. But we're pressing in, Father God, to holiness, a place of holiness of none, Father God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Father, we rend our hearts and not our garments. Father God, deliver us from the evil that's in our hearts. We're hating on our brothers and sisters. There's jealousy there. There's envy there. We've been lying to one another. All type of stuff going down, Father God, and it's not right. It's Satan, Father God, among them to bring division. Oh, Father God, and to break down, Father God, what you have built up. Father God, forgive us. Father God, I put the Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry on the altar and every ministry partner and our families. Father God, point the finger at the sin in our lives. Help us to confess it. Help us to turn from it. Give us a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. And Father God, give us a deeper love for you that we might draw closer to you day by day by day. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus, and to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen. Meet us at the prayer altar today. Amen. We'll be praying. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 p.m. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless. God bless. God bless. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful day. Pastor Bradford signing out. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Thank you for